I was going to say, this kind of ran built into your example. So yes, when you've gotten some practice under your belt and you can get that distance, that's a great thing. But in the short term, I'm curious about how likely it is to actually induce a acute depressive state by doing mindfulness meditation. Even if you're well and not depressed, but you're just starting into this, and maybe you get really going into it, but I could kind of see how the thoughts and being aware of them and not trying to run away from them, if that's a risk, I don't know. I mean, I know from what the research is that it's about preventing occurrence, but what's the flip side of actually inducing depressive state? I don't know.
I mean, sort of scientifically speaking, I don't know enough. I don't know. From what I've read of the studies, it didn't say X number of people were provoked into depression by the practice, but then how would you know? So,
well, I'm curious, and the reason I kind of say that is because with traditional CBT, as I understand it, it's about sort of intervening and having some kind of developing a response or a reaction to those thoughts, whereas this is not about kind of locking it back, but it's about just taking it in and being with it, and it's a different sort of CBT.
Well, except that you're saying about being with the thoughts, but actually the first thing you're doing is just practicing stepping out of them. Because, you know, as I said at the beginning, you notice your mind's gone off somewhere, you notice where your mind's gone, you come back to the breath. So you're actually practicing stepping out of those thinking, and this is why it is so important, because you're stepping out of rumination rather than staying with rumination, which would be a sort of misunderstanding of the staying with bit, if you see what I mean.
Can you clarify the difference between ruminating and staying with?
So the question is, what's the difference between ruminating and staying with? So again, I think what you're doing in staying with, again, I come back to this thing of the body. So you're stepping out of habitual thought patterns and exploring your experience in a different way. So staying with, in a way, the sort of raw sensations, particularly the physical sensations. It just gives you another angle in.
Can you make an example? But you made it before, I don't mean to speak with you, but when you say, oh, here I go being anxious about my exams again, you let go of the thought that you're anxious about what they're asking you, and you're observing, oh, there I go again, me being anxious, and you're just observing it.
Well, we'll just give you an example, say, for me on that, on the being anxious. So I might fall into ruminating about, oh, what am I going to be asked in this, and start thinking about all of that. So what I've noticed is that actually, oh, look, my shoulders are tensing up, my heart's beating faster, I'm a bit sweating, and I bring my awareness onto those aspects of my experience. And that would take me out of the rumination, but actually I would be staying with the experience. I wouldn't be trying to get away from it, but I would be staying with it, but staying with it more sort of bodily rather than on a cognitive basis.